This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I have nothing to complain about with the Cavs. There's nothing to complain about. Guys, we're out of things to pick apart. There's no ugliness that's reared its head. I got one thing I want to bring up later on that our boss kind of got a little bit upset with. And I go, well, are we underthinking it or overthinking it with the Celtics coming up next week? It's one little thing that I want to bring up maybe in the 8 o'clock hour here. Let me bring this up to you right now there, Tone. Is that things are great right now at 13-0. There is something that I've done in the past that I want to rectify right now. The Cavs are 13-0. It's great. It's grand. It's wonderful. This is a lot of fun. Totally a lot of fun. Let's stop the LeBron comparisons already. We don't need to make the comparison of the 4 years LeBron was back or the 11 years that LeBron was here total. I say it right now as a person who's done it. I say it right now as a person who's made the mistake of saying, well, you know, wait till this year, it's going to be more special than what LeBron. You know, that is a conversation we could have if they get to the finals. If you want to talk about that when they get to the finals, we can talk about that when they get to the finals. Or if they were to win the finals, we can have that conversation. Because we might be basking in the Everglow, and maybe it will be. I'm not sure. But, man, there is a spectacle to some of us. And I don't know if it's just because he has come and go as he's pleased for 21 years or 22 years. I forget how long LeBron's been in the league. He's come and gone as he pleased. He was, for 20 years, the only reason the Cavs were a decent franchise. Before he was here, the 4 years he was gone, they were an absolute moribund mess right after he left. Now, he left it in a bad spot. It was an absolute mess. But, guys, they're not that way anymore. They're not that way anymore. They're a good team. Donovan Mitchell is a good leader. It's a good basketball team. They're at the top of the Eastern Conference. We don't have to deal with the whole, well, if it ain't for LeBron, we'd be sucking up the room and nobody would want to play here. It's not that way anymore. I don't need to make that comparison anymore. Because I woke up this morning, hey, you know, would this be better than LeBron? Would this be better? Is this more impressive because it's not with LeBron? I know that he will cast a shadow in some light, in some way, for the rest of my career and basically for the rest of my life because I plan on dying on the air. So if he does that, that's great. But I can respect the past and also move into the future. Go, man, it's great right now. Do I need to make this comparison
Where
right
do
now?
You think that rush to try to compare is coming from?
Yeah, I think it's little man syndrome. I think it's a fan's... I wish I had a better term for it, something a little bit more scientific. I think it's... Guys, I've been guilty of it myself. I throw myself right there in the fire, but I want to learn from my mistakes. What they're doing right now is special. It's great. It's with great players. And Tristan Thompson's on the team. That's the only connection that we have. That's the only connection.
Do you think
other than it's gone. It's done. It's in the past.
I've noticed.
I revere it. I respect it. But we're done.
I notice it comes up anytime, any team, including the Cavs. But, you know, the Browns in 2020, when they were on their run, this is better than LeBron, right? Baseball. Any of the baseball postseason runs. This is better. Nothing's like this.
Oh, so you think...
I think there is a yearning to... Not just to put down LeBron and the Cavs. I get it. That basketball, for some people, is third, right? I do think it's changed in this town because basketball's been good for so long.
It's weird.
But it just depends on who you talk to.
I know I have a good friend in his late 50s. He goes, Kenny, anytime you guys talk basketball, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm like, buddy, they're 7-0. Doesn't right. matter. Like, right. they were a playoff team. Doesn't matter. I'm like, all right, well, I'm not going to center it all for you.
And then you add to it the fact that LeBron has somehow become like a controversial figure over time because of politics and the fact that he's left twice. For me, he's not controversial at all. He's like the easiest, unbelievable, you know, Northeast Ohio story you could ever dream up in a book, like a guy that could become a billionaire, you know, a self-made billionaire and do it all on the backs of his talent. And eventually, it's not just his talent, like he became a very savvy businessman, investor. Like he's done all that. He is the American dream personified and come to life. So you'll never hear me, you know, other than busting his chops about, you know, him, you know, reading books. Is he really reading the books, or
he's
is he just
on,
reading
like, the third page?
Right. Like that's just kind of fun stuff to do anyway. But
you can't just read the foreword.
Just
it
him
count.
Overall. I don't think there's anything you could do to marginalize, you know, his story and how, you know, forever linked it is with the Cavs. But I also think fans want to have a reason to believe and buy into what they're watching at the moment. They want to have an investment, and they want to have a payoff.
They're 13-0. That's what the investment is.
Right, but we can't...
That's in the moment.
We can't win the title today, so what do? We concoct a reason why this is the coolest thing we've ever seen.
Yeah, but I've done that before, and then they've lost to the New York Knicks in the first round.
Right, right. Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that team.
It's... This is going to be a weird comparison. How do I do this? There are a lot of guys out there that their wives are the best partner they've ever had. But in the back of their mind, there is somebody else that was really...
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The best partner they've ever had. They might not enjoy the company as much, but there was somebody else in the past, back in their heyday, when they were a younger man, or when you were a younger woman, same thing with your husbands, where, you know, Gary's great, but sometimes I think of Dan. Dan really did a great job. Dan really spoke to the needs. He was a bad guy and a terrible, terrible, I had to bail him out of jail, and I had to pay his phone bill all the time, but Dan knew what to do. But Gary's a better man.
It was a utility to Dan.
Guys, that's in the past. That's in the past. And LeBron was great. And I have fond memories of LeBron. Now, I don't think that any wife is building a statue to Dan in the backyard while they have Gary. I don't think that's going to happen. We will build a statue to LeBron. But somebody brought up, does Donovan get a statue? Yes, if they win a championship, Donovan Mitchell gets a statue. They all get statues
yeah,
if they
works.
Win championships. If you win a championship in Cleveland, since it doesn't happen very often, you get a statue. So, yes, they would put LeBron in one corner of the building right as you walk in. They'll put Donovan in another corner of the building as soon as you walk in. These things can be equal. We don't need to make every comparison to LeBron to try to completely justify any whatever feeling we have against LeBron for the past.
I think it's a great point that you make. I think there is...
It was a hard point to make.
It's not...
Be careful.
I was along for the ride. I had visuals and everything. I was like, Dan, what does Dan do that's so great? What am I not doing that Dan is doing? Anyway, so I think about it this way.
I think we all know what Dan was doing that Gary wasn't willing to do.
Well, maybe I wasn't willing to go there. Maybe I should be.
Well, let me tell you this. I was willing to go to places
that Dan was willing to go.
Dan wasn't willing.
I think this transcends sports in this case. But if you think about why people are posting to Instagram all their trips, all their fine dining, all their clothing, all their whatever. They're doing it because, like, we talk about be in the moment, whatever. But the goal is that this is the best thing that's ever happened right now. It's what we do with everything. And we're doing it with sports. We did this. The Guardians got off to that great start. And I remember people were like, this is already the best thing ever. We're just doing it. I think there is this thing that we're doing in society all the time. We're doing it with politics too.
Yes.
Like all the time. This is either the worst thing that's ever happened or this is the all-time best thing, depending on how you feel. Well, and we're going to do it again in 4 years. We're going to do it again in 2 years.
We're all on social media, and I think we're all in a race to be declarative because we want to be the one that said that we told you on whatever reason that it is, even though it's a giant game of football.
And, but that's beside the point. Can you bottle up that moment when we won the championship? We all say we remember it. We'll remember it forever. Mm-hmm. But last night, we are high-fiving, and we're on Twitter, and we're trash-talking Boston fans, and, oh, Philly was supposed to be good this year. How's that looking right now? What are they, 2-9? Like, right now, living in the moment should feel spectacular.
The league has changed. When they won with LeBron, I made a concerted effort to try to remember everything I could, and I remember a lot, and it's only been 8 years. But to enjoy it as best I could, I mean, I remember when people wanted to get that next season started. I did not. I wanted that offseason to last as long as possible because I did not think we'd have a chance without LeBron to ever win it again. The league was different 8 years ago. We thought differently of players. Now, you know, with the changes they've made, I mean, guys, this is a team that has a look at it. The 13-0, they haven't shown any warts yet, and their schedule hasn't been great. Well, they can only beat the teams that you put in front of them, guys.
Yeah, what's the Cavs' weakness right now?
But this is a team that I'm telling you right now, I think could have a look at it. And if they were to do it, I think it would be incredible. And you know what? We can put a statue of Donovan Mitchell on the other side of the building from LeBron James. You can do both. We can enjoy both. But not everything needs to be a comparison between LeBron and Donovan Mitchell, or with the LeBron years and these years with Donovan Mitchell, or this current iteration of the Cavs. I can't say it will never be that way. I'm not going to never have that conversation. If the Cavs win the championship, at some point in the near future, we would have that conversation, certainly. But it doesn't have to be, hey, we're 13-0. This is already better than it was with LeBron, right? But because he's not LeBron. It's already... No. It was a force with LeBron. It was a fun time. At times it was Camelot. At times it was very dramatic and stupid and looking at Instagram and talking about Kevin Love and meeting near pools at cabanas. Some of that stuff was as dumb
soap opera every day
as possible and was draining emotionally. This is much less draining and at times, yes, even more fun. But as of right now, it's not what it was then. That's fine because it's only been 13 games and they're 13-0 and it's November 14th. It doesn't need to be a comparison. The past was great. Those are fond memories. But I don't need to dredge them up every time the Cavs win a basketball game. Do Cavs fans, or do fans in general, do our listeners in general, do we? Because I tell you, I've made this mistake before. Do we need to let go of LeBron? Do we need to stop comparing this Cavs team to LeBron?
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.